I'm Andrea. Come along.
Hi. Am I speaking with Terry?
This is. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Terry. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. I'm part of the upgrades department. I'm doing good. You know, it's halfway through the week, so I'm excited. You know, I'm super excited for the weekend. I got a lot going on.
What's going on?
Well, you know what, Terry? I was calling because whenever I know we've been helping you, right, with the with your website and keywords, you know, so that way that website's popping up, right? Mm-hmm. However, since I'm part of other products that we also offer, and if I see that there might be an upgrade that would be beneficial for you, it's my job to at least call you and give you that information, right?
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it or if you've even seen it when you've done a search on Google. They're at the very top, and they have a check mark that says sponsored, Google guaranteed.
Yes.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. So Google guaranteed is a program that Google created where you pay per lead, but Terry, the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone. Okay, it's all listed to you. The requirements are they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile. Okay? They want you to also, no license is required, but it looks like
Are you talking 5 reviews on my existing website?
Yes. No, not the website. The Google business profile. You know what I'm talking about? The GBP? The one that'll have, like, reviews, your phone number.
Oh, yeah.
You have 114.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good job on that. Okay. Now, they don't require licensing. However, they do want you to carry a $250,000 general liability insurance. Do you carry that?
Yes.
Beautiful. Now, they do run a background check. They just want to make sure in the last 7 years you don't have any felonies, which I'm sure you have a completely clean record, okay? They're not looking at your credit, by the way. I say that because I had one guy ask me, are they going to check my credit? And I said, no. No, they're not. But basically, this program, there's a one-time $250 application fee. And what we do, Terry, is we send you the application. You're going to fill it out, upload your insurance document, submit this. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the approval, that could take 4 to 8 weeks. But let me tell you, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends also how quickly you submit the application and how quickly you respond to the background check. So once you get approved, we call you to notify you of the approval and to activate the leads in 3 days unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? What I do want to ask you is this. Do you also do waste removal or not so much?
What do you mean waste removal?
Like when it comes to the junk removal, do you remove hazardous waste?
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
What do you consider hazardous waste? I have two definitions. You know, a battery to me is not hazardous waste.
Well, it doesn't give specific. It just says, like, under the junk removal vertical, general junk removal, appliance removal, construction waste removal, donation pickups, electronic waste removal, furniture removal. And then it says hazardous waste removal, house garage cleanouts, yard waste removal.
Do I have hazardous waste titled in Google?
I don't know if you do. Let me double check. But okay. I was asking because these are the subcategories under Google guaranteed. The reason that I was asking you, Terry, because if you tell me, hey, Nadine, I don't want to get leads for hazardous waste removal, we are not going to notate that, okay?
Okay.
So if someone calls you, hey, I have some hazardous waste that needs to get picked up, I don't offer that service. Google can't charge you for that lead. They have to credit it back to you. That's why I'm asking. That is not listed in your services. There's waste removal, but not hazardous waste.
Yeah, I would not put hazardous in there.
Okay, good. And that's what I wanted to clarify. Yeah, I'm just asking because I'm reading off to you the subcategories under the junk removal for Google Guaranteed. Okay? This is not...
Well, I understand everything you're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a $250 application fee. Is there
correct
a cost monthly?
For the lead, yes. And that's what I'm going to go over with you. Okay? So to activate your leads, Terry, we always start you off with the minimum monthly budget just because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start requesting to have more leads. Okay? The minimum monthly budget, okay, is $992. Now, this will give you, not, it's not going to be every month because it determines on how many leads you get. So I'll explain it like this. $992 activates your leads. Your leads are $76 a lead, okay? When a lead comes through, it's going to deduct it from the $992. If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over from that $992, Terry, it's going to roll over to the next month. So the following month, you're going to pay $76 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before. So basically,
when,
we always want you to have that $982. Excuse me?
When the $982 hits zero balance, what happens?
We're not going to keep sending you more leads until you replenish the following month.
The $982.
The $992, correct.
Okay.
Now, let's say someone called you for hazardous waste removal, unqualified lead. Google's going to credit it back. It's not a service you offer. If someone called you to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, unqualified lead. Google's going to credit it back. Even if they call you outside of your service area, okay, and you're not accepting the job, unqualified lead, credited back. What they would consider, Terry, a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, okay, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that is a qualified lead. Now, how does Google know that? Well, they're going to assign a special tracking number to you that is linked to your phone. The calls are recorded. They have an AI system set up that will identify what is qualified and what's not. However, we are also monitoring and managing that page. So if we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to immediately dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back. Okay?
Yeah, you just killed me there.
Why is that? What killed
That's
you?
Really okay. There's no way I'm putting Google on my phone and recording all my phone calls.
Well, I mean, how are they going to identify what was qualified and what wasn't?
No, I understand what you're saying, but that's not something that I would want.
So because of the fact that they would be, does that kind of turn you off? It's not that they're specifically listening. They're not like, how do I explain this?
Right, so, there are certain words that are initiated that I say that may start recording and say, okay, that's a lead.
Right.
You know,
however,
it's going to cost you $10 for me to pick it up. The $10 just initiated a lead. I get that.
Right. But in order, and this is where I'm saying, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever used, like, other lead generating services where you had to constantly dispute, hey, that was an unqualified lead, right? And then they cap you off. The way that Google set this up is because to prevent you from having to constantly call, right? Majority, though, is we're monitoring this, too, because we want to make sure one didn't slip through, right, and that you're being charged for it if it wasn't qualified. But it's not that someone's specifically sitting there and listening to your call is what I want to clarify on that.
Right. No, I get exactly what you're talking about, how it works. I would have to go through my financing to see if I can sustain that because my margins are already thin as they are. And the fact that I'm small, so, you know, $1,000 to be put out there waiting for leads, and then to pay $76 out of that $992 per lead, I have to look at them and see whether that's affordable for me.
Absolutely. And I'm going to send you everything in writing so this way you could take a look at it. Like I said, it's something that you do qualify for. I did want to share that with you.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
Since I have you on the phone, let's turn the corner.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the cost for somebody, not me,
mm-hmm.
to have you guys design their webpage like you did for me and then do a monthly prescription for them? What would be their cost?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The reason that they do that for you is because originally you came in on a different package, right? And then it looks like you switched to the hosting. But for an individual that's never been with our company to just say, hey, I want you guys to design a website for me and host it, we don't do that.
Oh, you guys don't design websites no more?
We do, but not just a website. You have to have another product complemented with it. So you can't just call us and say, hey, I want you to build me a website and host it.
I don't understand.
Okay. Let me know if I'm hearing you correctly. Okay? You're saying.
This is my thought. And he started
okay.
a business. And he needs a web page for somebody to host it like you guys do for me. So are you not a viable source to go to and have that done?
Let me ask my manager because it's not you, right? You're saying another individual.
No.
Correct?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I have no involvement. It's his business, but I told him, I said, you got to get yourself a web page made and put it out there and then somebody to host it. And I said, you know, go to the place I have or GoDaddy or whatever the places are out there and get it done.
Okay.
But again, because he's so small that his affordability is small.
Yeah. From what I understand, but I'm going to ask to get an answer on that 100%. From what I understand, okay, if someone were to call and say, hey, can you guys just build a website for me and host it? We don't do that.
Okay.
But I'm going to get a confirmation on that. In your case, it was different, right? Because originally you came in with one of our packages with the website included. And then now you've switched to hosting. So that's completely different because originally you came in as a client on a different package and then you've switched to hosting. But from what
you don't have packages right now is what you're saying.
Well, if he's wanting something with local listing first page and then a website can be complemented with that, absolutely. But if he's just wanting to come on board with just a website for us to do that, that's, from what I understand, that is not something that we do. And I'm getting clarification on that. In fact, my manager is actually typing me right now as we're speaking.
Yeah, he would like to be like I am.
Yeah. I mean, the best thing that I can say is you can give them my contact information and I'll text it to you, Terry, and then just have him call me directly though. Okay. And just say, listen, I need to speak with Nadine. If he gets one of the other reps, just tell him, hey, I need to speak with Nadine. Okay. And then, I'll get with my manager and see what we can do to assist him. I don't want to say no because, again, it might be a special case, right? But I say have them call me, okay? Did you get my text? I just sent it.
Hi, this is Nadine Medina.
I sent it to your 6543 number.
Yeah, just sent it.
Beautiful. Give him my number. Have him call me.
Okay.
Okay.
And then
we could see what we could do to help them, all right?
All right. And then I'll give some thought after I look at my financing for the Google sponsor.
Yeah, I'm gonna text you or email you, excuse me. Just so you know too, Terry, let's say you're going on vacation or you're just bombarded with work, right? You wanna shut off your leads. You have the ability to shut them off as often as you need to and as long as you need to. Okay, so That's the beauty of that program too, because you can pause them off and on whenever you need to. Okay?
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it, and I hope you have a very blessed day.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Terry. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.